Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family plus pets in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Stuff from the Science Lab from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, this is Allison Lattermilk, the science editor at HowStuffWorks.com.
And this is Robert Lamb, science writer at HowStuffWorks.com.
So today we have kind of a fun way to start off our podcast about black holes.
Yeah. How many people can you fit into a 1971 Volkswagen Beetle?
16.
Well, that may have been the record at one point, but the record I read was actually 17.
And 17, according to what record tracking body would this be, Guinness?
This would be Guinness, and they insist that all the people that you cram into the Beetle are neither under 5 feet tall or younger than 18 years of age. So no filling it with midgets or babies, because you could probably fit a lot of babies in a Beetle. But
especially preemies.
Yeah, you could really load up on preemies.
Yeah. Well, I think that record that you just spouted off is kind of weak, actually, because I was wandering around online and I came across the International World Record Breakers Club.
Oh, yeah?
This is kind of cool because if you want to join, you have to be a world record breaker. I like that aspect of it. Anyway, I was just perusing this record club's knowledge, and they said that back in 1989, 354 pupils, 354, not a single less, not a single more, from the middle school located in Chunet. And this is somewhere in the UK, I'm assuming. Yes. 354 pupils piled into a standard 56-seater London double-decker bus.
Well, that's a lot. Of course, that's bigger than a Beetle.
Yes,
so.
Yes, it is. So it kind of depends on the car. And, but even more, there was also a British Leyland Metro, a car by the name... Have you ever heard of such a car?
No.
Neither have I. I looked it up. It's a small car. And I guess they kind of like this sort of thing in the UK. And there are about 21 members of the Plymouth Young Wives Association who packed themselves into to this tiny Leyland Metro.
Huh.
Yeah, so that beats your record.
Well, you know, this got me thinking. Have you heard the dance hit Too Many Men by Boy Better Know? You know, There's too many men, too many, many men. And then Fly the Conchords did a parody of it that I can't actually say the title of the song. But that got me thinking that the song is basically saying that there are too many men on the dance floor and that they need more women. And I was just thinking, like, how many men is too many men? And apparently, like, I was looking into it, and, like, the Fabric nightclub in London has a capacity of 1,800. So I think 1,801 would probably be too many men.
I agree. And probably all of them are in spandex as well. That's what you have to do to squeeze yourself into a car. I was looking at pictures.
And if you allow babies in, like we say, that like doubles the capacity.
But seriously, if you really want to compress something into a tiny space, you're not going to look at like these babies in spandex or people piling into a car. You're going to look to the black hole, which is the universal standard.
Oh, I thought you meant the nightclub. Sorry.
No, not the nightclub, but the cosmic phenomena.
Ah, yes. With the power of a black hole, there's really no limit to the number of college students or dancers or babies or what have you that you could fit into a space. You could get them all into an area no larger than an atom's nucleus and still have a few room for, say, a solar system or two. The key to the black hole is its gravitational pull. The same force that holds us on the Earth.
Same force that makes us trip and fall on our face occasionally,
right.
Or maybe that's just my clumsiness.
Exactly. Yeah, but with a black hole, this force is infinite. All right, not even light can escape it. It's that heavy. And to understand how this happens, we have to start talking about the origins of a black hole.
Yeah, take us to the stars.
A black hole forms when a star dies. Basically, what happens is the core of the star runs out of fuel and collapses. This sets off a shock wave. It blows out the outer layer of the star. And we call this a supernova. Huge blast. Very bright. And then the star's heart collapses while the rest of it explodes. And as the core collapses, its gravity increases, okay? Because it's getting denser. It'll eventually reach the point where the core is massive enough. There's so much mass, just crunched down, and it reaches a point where it has as much mass as about 3 suns. And gravity gets so strong that right at the surface of the collapsing core, the escape velocity increases to the speed of light. Light cannot escape it. When a star burns through the last of its nuclear fuel, its own gravitational pull causes it to cave in on itself. And if the core mass is large enough, the enormous star instantly collapses to a subatomic size called a singularity.
Right, so instantly. We're not talking about, say, the aging process among humans when some little old lady is just getting smaller and smaller and more wizened by the year. This is instantly.
We're talking, the estimates are a tenth of a second to half a second.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So a black hole has some anatomical parts that we'll take you through. It's not just this massive darkness that's swallowing up things willy-nilly. It has an event horizon, which is basically signifying the opening or the surface of the black hole.
Now, it's important to note that we're not talking about the surface of the singularity, but this is the point at which everything speeds up to the speed of light as it approaches the singularity.
Good point. And then, as Robert is talking about, you have the singularity, which is just this ridiculously tiny point smaller than, an atom's nucleus, into which all that dying star stuff is condensed. And then you have the Schwarzschild radius. And the idea roughly here is that if you're thinking about the black hole, say you're looking at it, top down, if that were possible to do, the Schwarzschild radius is just marks the radius of a sphere past which we can't get light, we can't get particles, we can't get any information. And it was thanks to a scientist by the name of Schwarzschild.
And the Schwarzschild radius is also really important in our ability to determine where a black hole might be located. And we're only talking about suspected black holes because it's physically impossible to see them. So we can only look and sort of look at the area surrounding where this black hole is suspected to be. This includes radiation given off by material rushing towards the event horizon. This includes the bending of light from other stars. We can basically see how the light moves in towards where the black hole would be. And the movement of objects around a black hole and light speed jets of ejected material. So you have, everything surrounding it rushing in. So we're able to perceive some of that energy moving.
So indirect observation.
Right. And we, of course, have to mention Einstein here. Because the black hole really comes out of his 1915 theory of general relativity. And this is basically involves the idea that that motion, the gravity and motion can affect the intervals of time and space. The first really good black hole suspect that we found was Cygnus X1, and it's about 7,000 light years from Earth. Ironically, Einstein himself did not believe in the existence of black holes, even though they were predicted by his theory.
So Cygnus isn't the only black hole. Of course, black holes are all over the place, as far as we can indirectly observe. Astronomers have found a small black hole inside a star-heavy cluster of space in the elliptical galaxy by the name of NGC 4472. It's an enchanting name, if ever there were one. I imagine that'll be climbing up the Social Security Administration ranks of most popular birth names any day now. But typically, scientists think that supermassive black holes are found in the center of most galaxies. And what's a supermassive black hole? I mean, black holes are ginormous type things. So to quantify that, a supermassive black hole is believed to be between 1 million and 1 billion solar masses. So it's the scale of that is almost incomprehensible. And our beloved Milky Way galaxy may have millions of black holes.
Cool. So this, you know, leads to the question, what happens to these black holes? Because it's easy to sort of think of this enormous event occurring, a black hole forming, and it's just going to eat and eat and eat till it just absorbs everything and starts absorbing other black holes, etc. But it doesn't really work like that. On one hand, like you mentioned, we have supermassive black holes in the center of you know, vast systems. And they haven't eaten everything, and they're not even in the process of eating everything. And that's because everything sort of stabilizes after a while, I think. You have a lot of matter falling into these things, and it gets very hot, gives off a lot of light.
Okay.
And in the same way that a solar wind can move an object, they say that this actually kind of like ends up eventually canceling everything out to where, you know, not as much stuff is coming in, but the black hole's sort of maintaining and holding its own. Kind of like how Sean Connery stops being in movies, though he's still a big star, you know. But even a black hole has a finite life. And we owe this to Stephen Hawking, who discovered that black holes should radiate energy due to a quantum mechanical process that we call Hawking radiation. However, when we're talking about a black hole eventually dying, we're talking a long, long time in the future. A black hole of the mass of our sun, for instance, would take more than a billion times, 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 a billion times the age of the universe to evaporate completely. So that's, you know, don't try and wait one out. That's all we're saying. So that's the basics on black holes. Our knowledge and our theories regarding them continues to change as we make new observations and discoveries about the observable universe, but that's all. That's it in a nutshell. A very compact,
dense
nutshell.
Dark nutshell. So there you have it, Mark from Cincinnati. Your wish is our podcast. If you guys have any suggestions or any thoughts about black holes, send us an email at sciencestuff@howstuffworks.com.
And check out the blogs where we will keep you guys updated on what we're podcasting about and what's happening in the scientific world around us.
And you can find all that and more on our homepage, howstuffworks.com. Thanks for listening.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Want more How Stuff Works? Check out our blogs on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.